Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
It'll be Matt Jones jumping center for Mountain Home. Jackson Schaefer will try to win the tip for Russellville. Here we go. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home. They are moving right to left in this first half. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. Finds Crawford on the left wing. Now it gives it to Jones in the corner. Tries to give it to Harris, cutting into the lane. He couldn't handle the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. And Mount Home is going to turn it over on their first possession of the night. 18 seconds into this contest. Russell will have their first possession. Here is May into the front court. Throws it up top to Peter over on the left side. It goes. Now Cade Schaefer has it. Finds Allen. Allen dribbles to the left elbow. Gives it up top to May. May is going to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Allen. Allen in the left corner for the three-pointer. Good. Russellville strikes first, 3-0 our score as we are 40 seconds into the contest. Gilbert inbounds it to Crawford, gives it to Harris. Russell going on with his own press. Ball goes back to Crawford. Now into the front court, it goes to Gilbert. Finds Jones on the left wing. Back to Gilbert, now up top to Crawford. Back over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane. He's going to go up for the layup shot. It's blocked, and Taylon Peter comes up with the ball. He quickly gets into the front court to Cade Schaefer. Now he will find Jackson Schaefer. His jumper, or layup that is, will not go, and Mount Home comes up with a rebound. Gilbert into the front will walk the ball across the timeline. Looks like a full court man now for Russellville. Gilbert into the front court, gives it to Crawford on the right side. Finds Jones on the low block. Jones going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Cade Schaefer. He gets it to May, who's quickly back the other way. May is dribbling on the right wing. Now gives it to Peter up top to Cade Schaefer on the right side to May. May is going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Donye May with his first 2 points of the night. 5-0 Russellville leading it. 6:08 left in the first quarter. Here's Crawford giving it to Harris. Another zone press. And Mount Home's able to break it as Jones has it in the front court. Gives it to Gilbert. Now top to Harris. Over to Crawford on the right side. Crawford's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks it to Tabor. Up top to Harris. Over to Jones. Now Gilbert has it on the left wing. Gilbert takes the screen. Gives it up top to Tabor. Back over to Gilbert. Gilbert's quickly going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jones. He puts it back up. Can't get the go as he was falling down. And Russell comes up with the rebound. Here's May quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. And he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Donye May with his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Russellville. And that is the Cyclones' first turnover of the night. 5:37, let's play in the first quarter. Russellville up 5-0. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Harris. Now over to Crawford. Another zone press for Russellville. Back over to Harris. Once again to Crawford. Crawford will pick up drill. Now gets into the front court. Oh, they're going to call him for 10 seconds. I thought he might just be in the count, but they say no. So that is Mountain Home's second turnover of the night. Comes with 5:23 left in the first quarter. Bombers still looking for their first points. Russellville up 5-0. Here is Cade Schaefer into the front court. Gives it on the right side to Peter. He quickly puts up the three-pointer. Good. Taylon Peter with his first 3 points of the night. 8-0 Russellville leading it. 5:07 left in the first quarter. Here is Harris giving it back to Crawford. Crawford gets it across the timeline. Now he's being double-teamed. Has the ball knocked away, and no, they're going to call a late foul. Trey Allen got his hand in Crawford's face. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number two against Russellville. 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Cyclones up 8-0. Schaefer will inbound it. I'm sorry, it's Harris will inbound on the far sideline. Gets into Gilbert. Gilbert finds Jones on the left wing. Jones takes the screen. It's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Can't get it to go. Tabor gets the offensive rebound. Kicks out to Gilbert. Thought about the three. Now instead, he'll dribble out to the left wing. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for the layup as he just blows by his defender. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points of the night. Mounts Holmes on the board with over 4.5 minutes left for the first quarter. Here is May with it, throwing it to Peter. Over to Jackson Schaefer in the right corner. Now Kate Schaefer has it on the wing. He dribbles to the corner. Now he finds cross court. May on the left wing gives it there to Peter, who's going to put up the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound's knocked around and finally controlled by Abe Crawford, and back comes Mountain Home. Crawford will give to Harris, now to Gilbert, who will walk it across timeline. 8-2, Russellville leading it. 4:11 left in the first quarter. Gilbert gives to Tabor on the right side. Over to Harris on the left low block. Harris is going to go in for the reverse layup. Good! Sanch Harris with his first 2 points. Mounts Home leads, cuts the margin to four now. 8-4 our score with 3:50 left in the first quarter. Ball goes to Allen in the left corner. Now top to Kate Schaefer. Kate Schaefer's going down into lane, going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Tabor. And he'll give it to Gilbert, who'll walk it across the timeline for the Bombers. Gilbert into the front court, throws over on the left side to Jones. Jones takes the screen. Oh, they're going to call an illegal screen. Well, it's Austin Tabor, just got a little too aggressive there. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home. And the Bombers' third turnover of the night. Jake McGee is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Dawson Tabor. McGee, a 6'1 junior. It looks like Russell brought in a sub as well. Two subs, actually. Ryan Sikowski at 6'4 and Spencer Terry at 5'10. Kate Schaefer throws it to Terry. Over on the left side, it goes to Peter. Down near the free throw line to Allen. Allen's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good. Trey Allen with 5 points. 10-4, Russellville leading it. 3:10 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert giving it to Crawford. Gets it across the timeline. Now he gets out of a double team. Finds Harris. Now over to Jones on the left side. Jones is being double teamed. Now picks up his dribble. Gives it up top to Harris. Harris will dribble to the right side. Wants to give it to Gilbert, but he can't. Now Harris is going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. Yeah, it bounces out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Russell. Here's Allen quickly back the other way for the Cyclones. He's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for another layup. It rolls around and goes in. Trey Allen with 7 points. 12-4, Russell leading it. A little over 2.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Here's Crawford giving it to Harris. Now back over to Crawford. He's finally getting it across the timeline. Now over to Harris on the left side. Now Harris will give it to Jones there on the wing. Jones takes the screen, dribbles down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Russell, I believe. Yep. They're going to get Ryan Sikowski his first personal foul, team foul number three, against Russellville here in the first half. Donye May is going to come back in, replacing Kate Schaefer, and for Mountain Home, Adam Sorrell is going to come in as Abe Crawford takes a seat. Sorrell is a 5'11 junior. And now for Russellville, Taylen Peters is going to check out of the game as he's replaced by Grant Smith. Smith is a 6'3 senior. 2:11 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home trails by 8. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Goes to the right elbow, and he's going to be fouled. That foul is going to be called on Spencer Terry, his first personal foul, team foul number four. Again, Russellville here in the first half. 2:08 left to play in the opening period. 12-4, the Cyclones leading it. Sorrell will trigger the inbound pass, gets up top to Gilbert, who quickly puts up the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 5 points. 12-7, Mount Russell leading it with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's May back the other way. Throws it to Allen on the right side. Allen takes the screen. Now gives it to May, who's going to cut down to lane. Now gives it there in the paint to Sikowski, who's going to go up for the layup. No good. May gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Donye May with 4 points. 14-7, Russell leading it. 1:40 left in the opening period. Here is McGee with it. Gives it to Gilbert. Over to Harris, who gets it across the timeline. Finds Jones on the left wing. Now Jones has ball knocked away. They're going to call a reach and foul on Russell with a minute and a half left of the first quarter. Donye May picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five against the Cyclones. Taylen Peters going to check into the game as May will take a seat. 7-point advantage for the Cyclones. McGee will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline for Mountain Home. Gets into Gilbert. Back over to McGee on the left wing. Finds Sorrell up at the top. Over to Jones on the right side. Jones going to dribble down on the low block, going in for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. 14-9. Russell Lenient, 1:10 left in the first quarter. Here's Allen throwing it over the left side to Terry. Terry drills up to the top, gives it to Peter on the right. Peter's going to drill down to the low block. He's going to go in for the layup. It bounces around, will not go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 1:01 left in the first quarter. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. Talon Peter will shoot the first free throws of the night for either team. First shot is up, no good. By the way, if you're wondering, Ryan Sikowski, if that name sounds familiar, it probably should. His uncle is former Mountain Home assistant principal George Sikowski, who's now at Southside Batesville. Peter's second free throw is up and in. He gets 1-2. He now has 4 points, 15-9. Russell leading it, 1:01 left in the first quarter. Terrell takes an inbound pass from McGee. Gives it back to McGee. Now McGee is going to dribble across the timeline. Gives it to Jones. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert. 50 seconds left of the opening period. Ball goes on the right side to Harris. Harris still dribbling there. Now it gives up top to Sorrell. Sorrell finds McGee on the left. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. 30 seconds left of the quarter. 6 point Russellville lead. Gilbert still dribbling. Now he's going to be double teamed. Gives it to McGee on the left side. McGee's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. Good. Jake McGee with his first 3 points of the night. And it's a one possession game now. 15-12, Russellville leading it with 10 seconds left. Here's Allen throwing it over on the left side to Smith. Down in the corner to Terry. Now Peter has it on the left side. He has the ball knocked away. Oh, a late foul call. Wow, I thought it was a clean knockaway, but they're going to get Jake McGee for the reach-in. That is his first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. 4.1 seconds left of the first quarter as Spencer Terry will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for the Cyclones. Inbound pass goes to Smith. Now over to Terry. He loses the handle of the ball. He's called for the travel with a half second left on the clock. That might be enough time for Mountain Home to get a quick catch and shoot if they can get it clean in cleanly. Inbound pass goes Gilbert. He's going to try a shot at the buzzer. No. They tried from half court. It hit the backboard, but did not get the rim. So we've reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Russellville leading Mountain Home 15-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.